Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Robson Chere, former opposition CCC Councillor Samuel Gwenzi, and prominent feminist Namatai Kwekweza were dragged from a plane at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport last year. Now they want government to pay.
It has been a very difficult change for me from the time that I was abducted from the plane. Even up until now, yes, I can say I'm free, but free is not freedom because I still experience that pain that I've gone through. We instructed our lawyers to institute legal proceedings, which is a lawsuit against the elements that are involved, police, the individuals that we managed from the airport company of Zimbabwe that we managed to identify, and also the airport company of Zimbabwe and the Minister of Home Affairs.
The activists vow to continue their fight for free speech and democratic rights, which they accuse the government of violating.
I think it was meant to deter us, to make us fear, to demobilize us in one way or the other, but we stand strong and still committed because our conscience are clear. We are fighting for a democratic Zimbabwe, which we believe is going to happen in our lifetime. And these are the tactics of an authoritarian regime, which is cornered by the resolve of the people.
Over 100 political activists and human rights activists were arrested countrywide in August last year, ahead of the 44th SADC summit in Harare. Pindai Dube, Harare, Zimbabwe.